going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back into our WWL Draft Fest coverage. We're at Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard, official supermarket of the Saints, brought to you by TrainSouth.com. The pick is in for the Philadelphia Eagles, getting quarterback out of Syracuse, Kyle McCord, with pick 181. Then it's going to be the New England Patriots, Tennessee Titans, and at pick 184 will be the black and gold back on the clock.
Deuce, another yep. one of the guys gets selected, J.J. Fergiz. And I told the story yesterday. He comes to one of our camps, and he weighs in 288 pounds. He's trying to tell me, I'm going to play running back in college, and then he goes to Auburn. First thing they did, they made him a tight end. He was a former high school quarterback, and then now he's playing defensive line, but he does play in some of the offensive packages. Interesting guy, J.J. Fergiz.
Yeah, Fergiz, he's a guy that, tight end at Auburn, D-line a little bit at Auburn, felt like that he wasn't being used right. Comes to Ole Miss, comes back home. He played at Lafayette High School, or Lafayette High School in Mississippi. It's Lafayette, and here it's Lafayette, but Lafayette. And he's the jumbo quarterback for you. Yep. And so they put him in. He's thrown some passes. He threw it in high school. I mean, he won state championship like 2 years possibly yep. there. And so he's a great athlete. I mean, when you look at his feet, to be a guy that's 300-plus pounds, he has fantastic feet.
Well, Mike, you know, you look at the quarterback position, Kyle McCord. I think he's an NFL quarterback. I don't know if he's going to do anything with the Jets, but I think he's legit. I think Ohio State, he goes to Syracuse.
At least a backup.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what happened with him and Ryan Day. But for you to leave Ohio State and go to Syracuse.
But he didn't pout. He did good at Syracuse.
No, he did really well last year. He really threw the football. They threw the rock a lot, the Orangemen, last year. And he put up some huge numbers there. Really smart young man. Very accurate. Not the most mobile guy around.
Right. Would you say very similar to Shuck as far as in the pocket? You know who we got from Louisville? I mean, I think it's similar, right? They could be a pocket passer.
Yeah, he definitely is a pocket passer. But, man. And he put up some huge numbers. Went to the East-West Shrine game, worked out and everything. Didn't play in the game, but basically worked out and everything. And, boy, he looked good. And so he goes to the Jets. And, Steve, I don't think we that many picks away from the Saints pick, correct?
The Kyle McCord actually went to Philly.
Went to Philly?
Right.
Well, they had on here the Jets. I don't know. ESPN got it all screwed up.
Unless there was a trade that I don't know about.
No, it probably was Philly, but it had Jets right there. Pick us in. It had his name up there. So Philly, so that's another
that's
good
about
situation.
Right. That's about right that he would go there as a backup quarterback. But Kyle McCord.
Pick in right now for the Patriots, then as the Titans.
Okay. And so we three picks away.
There you go.
Okay, I got you. But Kyle McCord can play. I don't know if he's a starter in the NFL,
no, but
he definitely is a backup
quarterback. Okay, when you think about, that's your kid. Let's say I'm Kyle McCord's mom and dad, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you want to be the man, you want to be the starter. But can you have, a job? Think about this. You have 32 teams. Can you be, because not everybody's going to keep three quarterbacks. Can you be one of 64 and make a great living? Mike, who's the perfect example? He's dating my niece, University of Houston Cougar quarterback. He's backing up Kyler Murray with the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, from University of Houston.
Right.
So, man, he's played well in the preseason, too.
Yeah, he played against the Saints. Man, why is his name slipping my mind right now? It's like he's dating my niece. Like, what's his name? Come on, help me out here. From Houston Cougars.
Now you done thrown it out of my head
I did his game. The bowl game that they had.
The Independence Bowl?
Was that the game?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man, but my brother's going to kill me that I forgot this.
I'll tell you.
The Arizona Cardinals.
Clayton Tune.
I need to take more Prevagen or something. I don't know. But Clayton Tune, yeah, so look at him. I said, I know you want to be the man, but can you last? You know, you go to college, get a good education, but if you can last 10 years in the NFL, what a great living. And then look at Chase Daniel. Didn't get beat up. He made over $40 million.
Pretty nice.
I mean, yeah. So that's why when you look at it, you want to be the guy. But I think McCord looking at now, we know Jalen Hurts the guy. But can you last? I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. But he put skins in the wall. He left Ohio State, went to Syracuse, like you said, and he did outstanding.
Well, look,
great opportunity.
When Hurts went down, they put in Kenny Pickett. And he screwed the pooch for them.
They had a
2-touchdown lead in that game, right, Steve? And ended up losing to the Command. Now, again, Jaden caught him at the end. I will say that Daniels caught him at the end of that game, but Kenny Pickett couldn't.
He was overdrafted by the Steelers just because he was
They got Dorian Thompson Gray over.
But you look at Kenny Pickett.
That's why they picked Kyle McCord.
But Kenny Pickett, a local project, the Steelers never should have drafted him that high.
Well, Pickett's with Cleveland.
But he's still working. I mean, I don't know. Can you still last?
We have a kicker getting off the board, going to the New England Patriots, Andres Bourgelet from Miami.
Yeah. And he's a pretty doggone good kicker. I saw him kick a lot this year. He's got a good leg. And so, you know, you don't see specialists get selected a lot.
Right.
But Beaujolais, man, he's got a pretty strong leg and very accurate kicker.
You know, when you talk about kicking and all that, obviously, you know, you got to be accurate to make your field goals and all that. But you look at the kickoff rules that have changed. And now they want to see more returns. You remember what I was saying? We just moved the kicker back. And what, they moved it back now five yards?
4 yards.
Back goes to 35.
Yeah. And stuff. So, because you want to see returns, not where it's not a play. And I always said, well, you look at the kickers and their leg strength. I don't know. Just move the kicker back. And then you're going to have more returns instead of them kicking it out the end
zone.
Well,
either way, what happens is if you get it to the 35 or it's a touchback.
Right.
Now, as we were talking to Phil Galliano, think about you're a first down and a half away. So fourth down percentages are way up. You're like, just go for it.
Right.
Why am I midfield? Why am I going to kick a punt?
Right. You get a scoring range.
Right. So you're automatically one or two first down. You're at scoring range.
Yeah, so that's one thing. You know what we haven't worried about, I'd say, the past decade? And not really, I want to say post-Katrina. Don't we never say, like, man, our special teams suck? No. Are we amongst the best, it seems like? Running Coach McMahon and everybody, that we've always been good on special teams, Deuce. Whether the players, we're always amongst the best.
Again, for the Titans here.
Yeah it's Marcus Harris, the cornerback. He started at Idaho and transferred to Cal. One thing with Cal, they had two good corners. Now, they couldn't put pressure on the quarterback, but, man, their corners really played well. And Sermon, you know, he was there, Saints linebacker coach. Yep. He saw those two guys. Got picked by the Chiefs.
Cal's
yesterday.
Had three or four players drafted, I think, on the defensive side.
They always do. I mean, their secondary is always really, really nice up at Cal. I mean, one of the things that they do, they run a really sophisticated defensive system as well on the back end.
Like an NFL system.
Yes.
Yeah. And the coaches know
My
that.
My thing is, how do they lose all these?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game's late because they don't get no pressure on the quarterback.
They can't pressure the quarterback.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah.
So this pick right now for the Saints guys is the one they got from the Washington Commanders.
So
Lattimore.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
So, okay, do y'all think that Lattimore, because when he went to the, Washington, now he was hurt, and then when he got to play, they had Washington people calling him, Bobby, I thought you told me he was going to be a shutdown corner. I said, no, he's really good, but they weren't going away from Lattimore in a Commander's uniform. And a couple of times I've seen when he got beat, he wanted to fight. And he got beat by a touchdown. So that'll be interesting to see how Lattimore bounces back and can be reliable like Washington thought they were getting a dominant corner this upcoming season.
And they have picked a running back, and it's not Martinez, but it's Devin Neal from University of Kansas. Devin put up some big numbers for the Jayhawks. And
Mike, is he a pass receiver running back or running?
He can catch it, but man, he is a guy that has run well between the tackles. So Devin Neal, he rushed for over 1,200 yards last year, 16 rushing touchdowns for the Jayhawks. And so that, we talked about running back, maybe Martinez here. We brought up Devin Neal's name, but he was a heavy-duty back for the Jayhawks. And so,
well, he's not a big back, but they had him at 190, 5'10, 5'11.
5'11, 213.
That was a corner.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say, Harris, yeah, what was that? Okay, so what's his size thing?
5'11, 213 pounds.
Yeah, no, that's put together.
And so, again, 49 rushing touchdowns, which was a Kansas record. Now, why he dropped a little bit in the draft, people say he's not super fast. I think it was a 4.58, something like that.
4.6.
So, Mike, is he more? You could be a shifty, nifty. Is he more quick?
He's
fast?
More of a shift, quick runner.
So you're not going to take it to the house 60, 70 yards, but he might make a guy miss and make an 8, 10 yard, 12 yard run.
And he burrows through you.
Well, and that's what I was. Can you get me yardage on short?
Yeah, right.
Third and short.
Yeah.
Second and short.
Yeah.
Can you get me yardage? I don't need you to get 40.
Yeah.
I don't need you to get a 15.
Can you get four? Four or five?
If I need two, can you get can you give me 2.5?
So
that's what I need. And so I'm not surprised by it. Yeah, when you look at him, that's 213. Maybe
that is
maybe a little bit more than 213.
We're going to hear some highlights over here. That was a good cut.
We watching it, you can see his eye vision.
His vision.
And his vision to see the hole cut up the field. And he's a hard-charging back. Again, he's made some big plays for Kansas, but he's a wear-you-down type runner. You just saw a cornerback sort to push him. I mean, he wouldn't even try to tackle him. He also catches the ball pretty well coming out of the backfield and then gets those shoulders square.
He might not be fast, but he looks quick, dude.
Well, he's got good movement.
I mean, when he makes that first guy miss,
he's got a little shiftiness to him, and I don't know if you want him to drop a pound or two as far as some weight. And
I would say you were right. Deuce.
Yeah, I mean, and so that may help him even a little bit more because he's got a little shiftiness to him.
5.8 yards a carry.
And if I play Kansas, who else scares me?
Nobody.
It's Devin Neal.
Yeah, nobody.
Devin Neal was the guy that scares me.
Well, Hoss, what you said, 5.8?
I had 1,266 yards on 219 carries, 12 games, but it was 5.8 average and 16. That's 24.
Well, he could do 4.8 for us if he'd like that.
Well, no, I got a question for you. Do they have after contact?
Not on the page I'm looking for, but yeah. I know what you're looking for. Let me get it.
How many yards after contact, or at least, you know, contact yards?
Because, Deuce, what we've been watching is making people miss, but not necessarily running through tackles.
Right.
So, like, you know, like Genty. Yeah. Like, you look at Genty at Boise State, I'd be like, oh, man, he stopped. Oh, no, he just ran through that tackle.
And he's able to do it consistently.
Yeah, yeah.
But, Bob, I'm going to show you, this is the picture of how he's cut as a runner. And so if we was on TV, it'd be a little bit better. But
no,
take a look at that.
No, he's yoked. He's yoked. He got some guns.
And so Devin Neal, who's a heavy-duty back at University of Kansas, has been the selection for the Saints. And, again, you just look at the numbers he put up there, and there's not a lot around him that was putting up big numbers. Devin Neal has come through big time for the Jayhawks, and he gives you that element that he can catch the football coming out of the backfield. Michael?
During his career, it says he averaged 3.73 yards after contact.
I'll take it all day.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll take it all day.
Yep.
3.7 after contact, I'll take it all day.
You know, what do you think? I know it's a late pick, but does this catch, Deuce, you comment, Kendre Miller's attention? You know, because what has he done?
No, it doesn't. Any pick didn't matter.
Okay, I got you.
Any pick didn't matter, and here's why. It's a new staff. I have to prove something to
the
staff.
Oh, yes.
It's a new staff. So it did. Any pick did matter because I need to prove that I deserve one of the 53.
So Kendre Miller and Neal, they're on the same playing field with a new staff. But we don't know you, Kendre Miller. We didn't draft you, right?
Yes and no, because I got film to see what you did in the NFL.
Okay.
But I still need to be able to prove what I can do.
That are in the roster
on the field.
Spot.
Correct.
Guys.
Well, not what you can do is not even stay on the field. I mean, what makes me warrant you the 53-man roster?
And right? Looking at Neal, Mike, I don't know. I think there's value there. He was, I saw it in a couple of mock drafts. He was like a third-round prospect.
I had him as a fourth-round.
Okay, third-round, yeah.
Now, not only was he a good football player, you know, he was an all-state baseball player in Kansas. It goes to show eye-hand coordination. And he did have Iowa after him, Nebraska, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, but he decided to stay at home and play in Kansas. He's from Lawrence, Kansas. So here's a guy that's put up some really big numbers. And when you think about it, he rushed as a freshman for over 700 yards, then 1,090, then 1,280, then 1,266, and averaged 5.7 yards a carry throughout his college career, 49 rushing touchdowns. In the last 3 years, he caught 70 passes coming out of the backfield.
Well, and you know, Deuce, like you were saying about breaking tackles, I thought this was interesting. You look at outside running, you know, can you pop it? And then, you know, your quick first movement. Neal's elusiveness and jittery movements are dangerous in open field. And he easily pushes plays outside, you know, and you bounce it.
Yeah.
And he's not it's not false steps, if you know what I'm talking about.
I got you.
Saints taking Kansas running back Devin Neal with 184th overall selection.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.